Chapter 6. A Surprising Visitor. One day, a woman came to visit the king.
"Good day, I'm Morgana," she said. "Don't you recognize me? I'm your half-sister. Our father was King Uther."
Gwen knew that name from the legends, but she couldn't remember why. Arthur opened his eyes wide with surprise, but he was behind Morgana, so she didn't notice.
"It's been a very long time," said Morgana.
"Nobody told me about you," Gwen told her, also very surprised.
"I was 4 years old when Merlin took you away," said Morgana. "I didn't understand why he didn't take me too."
Gwen didn't know what to say. She also thought it was unjust.
"But I understood when I was older,"
Morgana added.
"Only the future king was in danger after our father died. I was just a girl, so I wasn't in danger. I wasn't important at all. There was no Queen Morgana in their plans."
"That sounds right to me,"
said Arthur from behind her.
"I can understand that."
"Who said that?"
Morgana cried, angrily turning around and looking at Arthur. She looked at him for some time.
"Your squire is extremely impertinent," she said finally.
Gwen was afraid. Why was Morgana looking at Arthur for so long? Did she recognize her half-brother? Did she notice something was wrong?
"Yes, he is very impertinent," said Gwen quickly. "I must find a better servant. Please leave the room, squire."
Arthur stood up and left the room, constantly watching Morgana's face. Gwen tried to act natural.
"Come, Morgana," she said. "Let's get to know each other now. We'll take a walk around the castle. I'm sure you'll have many memories of this place."
They walked around the castle, and Morgana remembered many things from her infancy. She looked happy to be there again.
"I stood here on this balcony and watched Merlin take you away," she said
when they arrived at the top of one of the towers. She had a strange expression on her face. Suddenly, she looked hostile and dangerous. Morgana turned around to Gwen.
"And now Queen Morgana will stand on this balcony and watch you leave again,"
she cried, and she pushed Gwen with all her strength. Gwen fell back, and Morgana followed, ready to push her one more time.